Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. Today, we will bring our attention to mindfulness meditation through the words of Jon Kabat-Zinn.
We have both had the opportunity to attend meditation days with him and find that his words often simplify the process of how to do meditation. In sharing some of his thoughts today, we hope you will be inspired to connect with the practical, everyday way we can bring mindfulness into our awareness and into our lives.
All the quotes we share today are from his book, Wherever You Go, There You Are. And the first one we'll listen to is, "Mindfulness is an ancient Buddhist practice which has profound relevance for our present-day lives. It has everything to do with waking up and living in harmony with oneself and with the world. It has to do with examining who we are, questioning our view of the world and our place in it, and cultivating some appreciation for the fullness of each moment we are alive. Most of all, it has to do with being in touch."
Now, what I find so helpful about this is that we have the possibility in any moment to wake up, to be in touch with our lives, not just when we have set aside time for meditation, but also in any moment. This just helps me to feel so much more grateful and hopeful.
Nice, Erin. It's that gratitude and just how that's something that we can tap into at any moment when we're being mindful, whether it's the flower that's right in front of us or the person that we're sharing the moment with. I also like to think, when I hear this quote, I know sometimes people think of meditation as sort of being not of this world, like of another world. And
That's
when
right.
He talks about it being an ancient Buddhist practice, which has profound relevance for our present day lives, I really think about how practical, and particularly how Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches it, just how practical it is that at any time we don't have to have anything extra. Just our breath and paying attention to our body, and we can tap into what people have been doing for thousands of years, waking up right now.
Yeah. And as you said, too, just tapping into this moment as it is. I remember one of the most delicious times recently was just watching a butterfly flitting around the flowers outside my house for about 10 minutes, just being very present and just falling in love with this little butterfly.
Nature is a great teacher that way, whether it's the butterfly or the hummingbird or the deer that's standing still.
Yeah, I love the idea of being in harmony also with our world, with the animals, the creatures around us, the other people that are coming in and out of our lives, just being in harmony with it all.
And the one other part of that quote that I really want to bring to our awareness just a little bit more is the word cultivation, that it takes practice, that harmony, that balance. It's always changing. We're never really exactly where we were a moment ago. So it takes practice to be very mindful of what's going on right now and how to return again and again to what's happening with our thoughts or our feelings and not get so caught up in them.
Yeah. And very simply also, cultivation is, we think about cultivating a better sense of vitality by exercise or cultivating our plants by giving them water and nourishment.
So this is cultivating our soul.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So another quote by Jon Kabat-Zinn is that mindfulness provides a simple but powerful route for getting ourselves unstuck, back in touch with our wisdom and vitality. It is a way to take charge of the direction and quality of our own lives, including our relationships within the family, our relationship to work, and to the larger world and planet, and most fundamentally, our relationships with ourselves as a person. The key to this path is an appreciation for the present moment and the cultivation of an intimate relationship with it through continual attending to it with care and discernment is the direct opposite of taking life for granted.
It is the direct opposite of taking life for granted. I really like that part, just how we really wake up with each moment, and in doing so, we have this gratitude for what is.
Yeah. I also really enjoy the part about the route for getting unstuck. And to me, this is so very liberating to become more focused on what is rather than reliving the past, especially our past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And to be open to our own inner wisdom and vitality.
Yeah. And in doing that, we can be open to others' wisdom and vitality. The part that he talks about, the relationships with ourselves, with others, that being more mindful, we don't have to get caught up in those old stories or patterns. It's part of getting the unstuck, too.
Absolutely. And then also that goes into the to take charge of the direction and the quality of our lives, of our relationships, of our work.
And that taking charge isn't taking control like in a controlling way, but more the discernment that comes from the practice of knowing what really is rather than what we would like it to be.
Absolutely.
All right. So another quote we'd like to share with you all is, I'd like to think of mindfulness simply as the art of conscious living. It has to do with waking up and seeing things as they are. When we commit ourselves to paying attention in an open way, without falling prey to our likes and dislikes, opinions and prejudices, projections and expectations, new possibilities open up, and we have a chance to free ourselves from the straitjacket of unconsciousness.
That's good.
That is a good one. I love that. Yeah, straitjacket of unconsciousness.
That's right. You know, I noticed too that as I become more aware of judgments and expectations, I open up to other possibilities and the possibility of letting these go.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of all of us. All of us do have assumptions and judgments and opinions. And it's coming to a place of being aware of these things that we may get stuck in. And by bringing awareness to them, we can possibly shift them.
It's very much one of the images that I often like to bring into my meditation when I have a thought that keeps coming up is how it's like a cloud in the sky. And so I'm not so caught up in it. It's just a cloud, and clouds come and go. And that really helps me stay with the practice of being mindful, because the cloud will be there sometimes, and it's not always comfortable.
That's right. I think also his quote about the cultivating a more conscious life, and bringing mindfulness into everyday experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always have to be about sitting for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. It can be about, you know, just watching that butterfly.
Right. That's lovely, because it really speaks to, again, the simplicity that Jon Kabat-Zinn, I think, as a teacher, has really exemplified, that the commitment to practice, although, yes, there's always the time on the pillow or in the chair that we talk about, that it's really about the commitment to your own being with yourself in, you know, wherever you go, there you are. Mm-hmm. So being with yourself in each moment as best as you can do, being gentle with yourself about, we don't do it perfectly, but the commitment is to that waking up as continually as we can.
Yeah. And this is reminding me of another quote of his, which would be a good one to close with. He says, it is simply a practical way to be more in touch with the fullness of your being through a systematic process of self-observation, self-inquiry, and mindful action. The overall tenor of mindfulness practice is gentle, appreciative, and nurturing. Another way to think of it would be heartfulness. Another way to think of it would be heartfulness.
I love the feeling of balance in that. It's practical and it's heartful. So it's simple and it's profound.
Absolutely.
So mindfulness is really doable. impossible for all of us. Me, you. And it brings simple ways to be in relationship with ourselves and others that invite open, gentle awareness.
And we invite you to explore how you can bring mindfulness as a practice into your everyday life. And join us next time when we will offer a guided meditation.
Until then, be well.